Come in.
Oh, there you are. Finally. You're 2 minutes late. Oh, do not give me that look. You are already on my last nerve. Shut the door. Sit. Now, you and I have had this conversation once before already, but it seems like you need a second reminder of the consequences of failing my class. It's frankly none of my concern if you fail, but I am feeling somewhat generous today. I can tell that you at least tried on that last essay, despite how low of a grade you received. So bearing all of that in mind, I've decided to give you one last chance. One more chance to get your grade up and get through this semester. Do you understand? Good. And the way we're going to do this is I am going to put you through my intense tutoring session. Right now, yes. If you're serious about your grades, then cancel whatever plans you have and prepare to spend the next 2 hours in my office. Do you accept? Are you going to listen to me? Are you going to do what I tell you to? Good. You weren't paying attention in class today. Why is that? Do not even attempt to deny it. I saw you looking at your phone, thinking you were so smooth hiding it behind your laptop. Why is it that students think their professors can't see them texting? As if we're blind. It's always so obvious. Anyway, you were on your phone, you were listening to me, and you expect me to, what, feel sorry for you? Give you a free pass for no reason whatsoever? No. No, not in my class. You have to earn my respect. It's difficult to do, but once you have it, you'll have it forever. So, let's try that again. Tell me, were you paying attention in class today? No, you weren't. Very good. You're being honest with yourself. That means we can proceed with the tutoring. Now, because you seem to have an issue with paying attention, I'm going to use a method that will force you to keep your attention on me. It may seem a little unusual, but I promise. You'll be hanging on to my every word from now on. Put your hands on the armrests of the chair. Keep them still. What am I doing? I'm tying your wrists to the chair so that you'll be still. Oh, don't struggle too much. There you go. Nice and tight. Now, let's restrain your ankles to the chair legs. Now you seem to see how serious I am about this. I bet you're wishing now that you had paid more attention in class. There we go. You look kind of cute tied to that chair. And look at that. It's already changed your whole attitude, hasn't it? You were disaffected when you walked into my office. Defeated. Unmotivated. Now look at you. Staring up into my eyes. Paying very close attention to me. It's good. Very good. Now, just relax. Because there's nothing you can do right now except sit in that chair. You can struggle if you'd like, but it won't do anything. Can't reach for your phone to text or scroll or whatever inane activity you choose to do. All you can do is watch and listen. That's it. Eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Don't look away. Good. So you are teachable after all. I'm starting to worry. Now, I find that learning cannot happen effectively unless you're relaxed. It's difficult for the mind to take in new information when the brain is tired or underfueled or stressed in any way. So let's see about getting out all that tension you might be holding on to. I'll just kneel right here in front of you. Massage your thighs nice and slow. You are quite tense. I imagine you're carrying a lot of stress in your body. It's not good. That's it. Let's get all of these knots out. How about your shoulders? Yes, these are quite tense too. Let me ask, are you fond of neck kisses? Some people find them extremely relaxing. Others find them a bit too arousing. Let's see how you react. I think you enjoy those. Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna keep kissing your neck while I run my hands over your upper arms, your chest. I can feel you relaxing already. That's right, just give in to me. Give in to your restraints. Just relax. Good. Now, I think we're ready to review this week's material. If you remember, we just finished reading Homer's The Odyssey. Let's see if you can answer some of my questions. Oh, and just so you know, there will be punishments if you cannot. All right. Keep your eyes on me. Try to answer my questions as promptly as you can. How long did Odysseus spend on Calypso's island? You don't know? Well, we're off to a bad start. I'm afraid I'll be pinching one of your delicate nipples every time you get the question wrong. Let's see here. Oh! You sound like you enjoyed that. The answer is 7 years. Now let's move on and try to get this one right. Who kills Antinous' father? Oh, very good. Yes, the answer is Laertes. I'm impressed. Seems my methods do have some effectiveness, wouldn't you say? Now, moving on. Approximately what year was the Odyssey written? I'm afraid that answer is incorrect. Let's give that other nipple a nice, hard twist. Oh, is it sore? It looks hard. Like maybe that little pinch felt good. Those noises you make are quite entertaining. I'd like to hear more of those. Next question. Who did Zeus send to rescue Odysseus from Calypso? Hermes, yes, that is correct. See? Look at you. Look at what you can accomplish when you are completely focused on the material. How about one more question? And if you can get this one right, then I will give you a reward. How does that sound? Good. Tell me,
Why does Poseidon hate Odysseus? I need an answer. Yes, something to do with his son, but I need more detail than that. You're running out of time. Oh, yes, that's it. You got it. Yes, that is correct. The answer is because Odysseus blinded his son. Wow. Truly, I'm very impressed. You've done a very good job. And as I said, you deserve a reward for that. Let's see if we can't get your pants down to your ankles while you're tied to this chair. There we are. Now, let's see what we can do here. You are very turned on, aren't you? It seems my methods were not only effective, but enjoyable for you. Yes, you would say so. I'll just give you a nice, long, pleasurable reward. Licking up your shaft. Be quiet. I'm going to have to make you quiet. Shh. Now keep looking at me. Keep looking in my eyes. Down the hall, you understand? I'll just take your underwear off. Open wide. Open your mouth. There you go. I'm gonna just stuff your underwear right into your mouth. There you go. That'll keep you nice and quiet. Shh. Oh.
Are you gonna come, baby? Oh, you feel ready. I think that's enough tutoring for today. You did a very good job. I look forward to your next quiz results. And just so you know, I'm always available for additional tutoring. Just let me know if you'd like to come see me again.